Hi there, and welcome to the Digital Detox Visualization. Stop comparison anxiety and quiet the noise. I'm Martin, clinical hypnotherapist, and this is 3 days after Christmas. It's December the 28th. So let me ask you a question. How many times have you looked at your phone already today? How many times have you opened an app and seen the highlight reel of someone else's life? The matching pajamas, the immaculate tables, those perfect smiles. It is easy, in this strange gap between Christmas and New Year, to fall into the trap of comparison. To feel like your holiday wasn't enough, like you didn't do enough. This is the digital noise. It is a low-level static that buzzes in the back of your brain, stealing your joy. Today, we are going to quiet that noise. We are going to take a digital detox. Not by throwing your phone in the river, but by taking your mind to a place where the signal cannot reach you. So find your quiet place now, somewhere comfy, where you can sit or lie down, where you won't be disturbed for a while. Close your eyes and let's disconnect. I want you though to visualize your phone in your hand. Feel the weight of it, the smooth glass, the cold metal. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a small table in the hallway. Place the phone on the table. Turn it face down. Now visualize the Wi-Fi router in the corner of the room. It blinks frantically. Reach out and pull the plug. Watch as the lights slowly die down. The hum of the electronics, they fade into silence. The invisible waves of data that constantly pass through you have stopped. You are off grid. Notice how the air feels different now. Less charged, less frantic. There is no one demanding your attention. No notifications pinging. No red dots asking to be clicked. Just you and the silence. In this moment of silence, mindfully connect with the rhythmic rise and fall of your breathing. And just take a moment to appreciate the stillness, the disconnect, and allow yourself to truly, deeply unwind and find harmony within the center of your mind. We are going to walk out of that silent house and into the wild. Imagine you are stepping out of your back door, but instead of your garden, you are stepping into an ancient, deep forest. The trees are tall, reaching up to the sky like pillars of a cathedral. The air here is cool and smells of pine needles, damp earth and rain. Listen to the landscape. It is not silent here, but it is quiet. There is a rustle of the wind in the high branches, the snap of a twig under your foot, the distant call of a bird. This is biophilic sound. It is the sound our brains were designed to hear. it soothed us instantly. Walk deeper into the woods. With every step, the signal bars of your internal phone drop. 3 bars, you walk further. 2 bars, another few steps. 1 bar. No service now. You are completely unreachable. And you are completely free. Feel the air against the skin of your face. Take it all in. The aroma, the texture of the ground beneath you, the deep moss on the bark of the trees. Find a large moss-covered rock or a fallen log now. Imagine walking there and then sitting down. Rest your hands on the rough bark. Feel the texture of reality. This is real. The pixels on a screen are not real. The curated photos on Instagram or TikTok are not real. This, the breath in your lungs, the ground beneath your feet, is real. Let the sounds of the forest wash over you like a gentle stream. Imagine that digital static, the envy, the comparison, the feeling of missing out, simply being washed away by the gentle breeze. It lifts off your shoulders like grey smoke and dissipates into the canopy above. You are enough. Your holiday was enough. Your life, with all its messiness and imperfections, is real and valid. You do not need to perform for an audience. You just need to be. As you visualize yourself sitting there in this magical place of change, connect once more with the rhythm of your breathing. Inhale, taking in the scents, the different smells that the forest gives. Pause at the top. And then as you breathe out, allow Mother Earth to take your stress and strain away. Let her dissipate the burden and allow you this moment of time, this gift from yourself, to truly heal and find balance in all that you are. Sit in this natural silence for a moment longer. Memorize this feeling of being unconnected. It is a sanctuary you can return to whenever the scrolling becomes too much. Slowly now, begin to bring your awareness back to the room you are in. You can plug the router back in later, but for now, keep those boundaries strong. When you open your eyes, try not to reach for the screen immediately. Look at something real. Look at the sky, even if it's grey and wet. Look at your hands. Look at you. Thank you for joining me on this escape. Be kind to yourself today. Don't let the screen steal your joy. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Martin. This is calming anxiety. But more importantly, this is your life. Discard those negative anchors that have ever held you back. Embrace your true potential. Smile often. Positive thoughts. Love all that you are. And in everything, my friend, be kind.